What's Going On? Created by Opal Song
and Arka Dyevna.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Okay, so Sense8, Gundam Wing, AU. Gundam Wing, Sense8, AU? Gundam Wing people with Sense8 stuff. Do you want to hear my thoughts on it?
Well, that's why we're here. I would love to.
I thought maybe you, like, might want to get a word in edgewise before I go off,
no,
okay?
No, go ahead. I need something. Go ahead. You've been waiting to do this for so long, so go off.
Fuck you. Yes. Okay. You're not wrong. Okay. So, there are two ways that I can see of doing this. And one is doing, like, basically canon Gundam Wing, only the guys are Sense8s, with the bonus added, with the bonus, like, Relina and Hildy, and possibly question mark added. And the other option is to basically shove the Gundam guys into Sense8 world,
mm-hmm.
And make it sort of like a modern AU where they are Sense8s in the same, you know, similar sort of world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then we can sort of create like where we want them to be. In both of these, there is a stumbling block of the eighth person. And in both of these, like, if you notice the, in Sense8, the cluster, I didn't get a close enough look at the other clusters, but the cluster that we see all the time, our August 8 cluster, it has equal, men, women, sort of binary things. Yeah. And I would assume that it wants to be sort of equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the sort of thing. And obviously with Nomi involved, we're getting the reinforcement that she is female.
Yeah.
In, you know, like in a binary sense, I would assume that like if somebody is genderqueer or gender fluid or whatever, my assumption would be that there would be a second person of fluid gender or agender or whatever in that cluster to sort of keep things even.
Mm-hmm.
That is sort of the world building that I've done in my head.
Okay.
You know, just as a, like, to keep things sort of in the even. Or we could say, fuck that nonsense. None of it matters. The one that we see is four men and four women, but that doesn't necessarily mean that this is the case all the time. Because we see that cluster, I think... We technically see another full cluster in the snitch.
Mm-hmm. We see her. Lila.
Mm-hmm.
We see her cluster.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was primarily... I think it was actually primarily male with there being three women. But she was kind of the de facto leader.
Okay. Okay, because we can easily then say, like, fuck this nonsense about... Okay, but we can, in our world, easily say that we don't need gender parity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because fuck the nonsense of gender anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, anyway, we can do that. I just wanted to bring it up because it is a thing. that we would have five, at least in a sort of canon sense, five men, two women, and then one question mark.
The other thing as well is that it's actually canon as well. I was looking it up because I knew in preparation for, like, there doesn't need to be eight in a cluster. They can be as small as two or three and as large as 10 or 12.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like, is that on the, like, official wiki?
Yeah, literally. That's why as well August 8, the August 8 cluster happens to have eight people. And that's why it's called Sensei. It's really interesting because I think Jonas's cluster had less.
That's a really neat
little thing.
It's a neat thing to know because that definitely is not conveyed in the actual show. In any case, it's probably all even numbers. Probably.
Yeah.
But not necessarily.
It just depends so on we could... your specific thing. Because the reason that, like, because Jonas specifically knew you have seven other selves now. He knew there was eight because he was with Angelica. It's not like a set thing. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why.
Okay, so we could either go with there are only seven of them, or I actually really like the tragic idea that you had, for a Gundam Wing canon, that one of their cluster has died.
Yeah.
Like, I actually really like that they can sort of feel her ghost.
Yeah.
In the cluster, she's sort of,
yeah, it's like a mental
almost there
ghost.
But it's not Marin, because no
feelings,
because feelings, but also we have a chance here because so my big questions, like, let's first explore the Gundam Wing canon one, because I'm super interested in that.
Okay.
And then I am also interested in the how they would fuck up all of BPO's plans ever, forever, with their overpoweredness in sort of like Sensei canon.
Yeah, honestly.
But in Gundam Wing canon, when do we want them to wake, like, to be born as sensates?
You know, I am that person who just kind of wants to play chaos and have it be like beginning, like not start of series, but like give it like before they meet.
Okay,
each
so
other. Like as basically as that starts, because that would just be playing chaos in that they don't have any experience pre-war with this shit.
Okay, yeah, so I have a couple of different times and different things that could happen, and I think I wrote these down at some point and have now forgotten where they are. But I know one of them was basically as they're coming down to Earth.
Yep.
Like, during the fall.
Mm. Oh, I have a question.
They are being...
actually.
Mm-hmm.
Who is their parent?
Okay, we'll get to that.
Okay, all right.
Let's finish the thing that we're doing now, and then we will definitely get to their parent.
Okay.
I have no thoughts about that, but, like, we'll talk about it and figure out some thoughts. So they can either be born, like, as they're falling to Earth, which, what the fuck? At that point, Marin is already dead.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the one thing that has happened already that would be unchangeable at that point. Like, Marin is already dead. Wufei is now extra crazy because he has all these other stupid-ass people in his head.
And they are stupid-ass people.
That he has to... and all of that sort of thing. And also, Hiro and Duo are extra confused when they meet on the dock with Relina.
Yeah.
And it's just like, who the fuck, like, just everybody. Yeah. Everybody doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
It gives a really I was just going to say, it gives a really interesting little dichotomy to, like, I know you, do I know you? Like, I, like, not knowing each other, but being vaguely familiar with each other in ways that are different to, you're a Gundam pilot, I kind of vaguely know you, but I don't know you at all, but you've been in my head. Why have you been in my head? Like...
And, like, the way that we see insensate people, like, taking over other people's bodies without really knowing what they're doing, and people feeling what other people are feeling.
Yeah.
And acute pain. Like, imagine them just, like, accidentally, casually, like, body swapping because they're all on that pier together.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, casually body swapping and not knowing what the fuck is going on. And then Hiro shoots Duo.
And they all feel it.
Because of course he does. And everybody feels it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all screaming. And Hiro, of course, just walks away because...
He's Hiro.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, like... But, like, Relina felt it.
Mm.
And I feel like she and Duo would, like, hardcore bond.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
At that point. So we have that, or if we want to be nice to canon for a little bit, we could set it a little bit further back, and we don't have to lose a lot of the, like, who the fuck are you mm-hmm. type deal. If we set it a little bit further back, like just before Wu Fei's colony gets attacked, mm-hmm. which I think happens like... only a little bit sooner than when they go to Earth.
Okay.
I don't actually know the timeline on that.
Yeah.
Because if we set it a little bit sooner, then Wu Fei, like, that's their first, like, big test as a cluster. And nobody knows what's going the fuck on at that point in their cluster. They just know that this person that they don't know, that they're in their head, that, you know, like, you know, connection with, is like being attacked, and somehow they both save the Gundam and save Marin.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of the colony is still blown up, burnt, whatever.
Yeah.
But now Marin is alive.
Yeah.
And we could have, if we still want Wu Fei as a Gundam pilot, we could have Marin be quite injured mm-hmm. for a while, like unable to pilot, basically.
Yeah.
In a non-permanent way, just to make Wu Fei have to pilot.
Okay.
Or we could take Wu Fei out of piloting completely and his entire, like, plot line in the series, which is all about getting revenge.
Yeah, it's shift.
Getting vengeance is, like, I mean, it's still there. But I have a feeling that that would be Marin's plot line. And he would just sort of be there for Marin's plot line.
Yeah.
And it would be a really interesting shift for his personality.
Mm-hmm.
And in this way, if this is, like, a couple of weeks before they fall to Earth or whatever, I don't actually know how...
Timeline.
Like, if it's a couple of weeks beforehand, who the fuck knows what Wu Fei did between the two, then, like, Duo's been hearing extra voices for...
Which is just... Yeah.
Like, O2O. Hiro, shit has gone weird in Hiro's head, and he is not here for it.
No, not at all.
And he, like, basically is trying to shut it out as much as possible. And being Hiro, I believe he basically does shut it out.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
similarly to, like, how, Because Wolfgang basically shuts everybody out except Carla for quite a while. Because he just doesn't want to acknowledge it. And it's really interesting, when it's actually like, I am going to block this out entirely, I think that he could pretty much just block him. Out of all of them, I think Troa would probably take it the best.
Katra would take it really well, yeah, I think.
I think he would. I think he'd have a little bit of a, oh my god, like, my thoughts are not my own. I have a little bit of a crisis, but not really, like, a big thing. I think he'd accept it pretty quick. But I think Troa would just kind of run with it.
yeah.
Because he's like, I don't think he's fussed. He's like, well, these people can see everything, but, like, are they real? Are they not real? Doesn't really matter to me, because if they are real and they know my secrets, I'll handle it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and the thing that gets me in Sense8 is that once it's really happening, and when people are not being told that they are nuts by medical professionals.
Yeah.
They all seem to accept it fairly easily.
Mm.
And I know that's not the case in all clusters.
Yeah. I mean, you had Leader. We had Leader, remember that.
But he never, like, he still accepted it and still basically instantly trusted these people.
Yeah, I think it's an instinctual kind of thing. But then you think back to, like, the Angelica's first birthed cluster. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you have the religious man. I can't remember his name, but he rejected the cluster entirely.
Yeah.
Because of his faith.
But I still think that there's probably something instinctive in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Because then you think about, like, how that progressed in the series, and his continual coming back to Angelica because she was a point of, like, contact, and she was comfort to him.
Yeah.
With everything. Yeah. And that's it. Like, in instinctual times of danger, like, they seek each other out because it's, like, instinctual. So.
And because, like, I think because they are so much in each other's heads, like, you're literally in their head. You know what they know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it means... Well, not always. Like, you don't know what they know unless it's, like, actually comes up.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, because you're in their head and you, like, can feel what they feel and that sort of stuff, like... You're right. Like, it's not like I suddenly know your entire history or anything.
Yeah.
But, like, you can feel what they are feeling at the time. You know what they kind of are thinking about at the time. It's like, okay, I know you. I know your soul. I can trust you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And I think Hero would reject that mm-hmm. immediately as even a thing. It's like, fuck off, this is not a thing. I think Duo would mostly dismiss it as, great, now I'm hearing more voices.
Just, I mean, damn, I knew I was nuts, but this is just getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah, Katra, I think, like, Troa, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a... Like, especially with the trust, like, I think that would be a big thing for Troa.
Yeah.
Katra, once he sort of figured it out, would be, like, 100% on board all the time. All hats in this ring.
Yeah.
All legs in this basket. I love this, every moment of it.
Yeah. And he's, like, so here for, like, sharing experience and knowledge and getting to know these people. He's a sweetheart. I love him.
Yeah. Wu Fei, I really do, but, like, it makes a difference whether Marin has died or not.
It does, yeah.
Because if Marin has died, he gives zero shits that these people are in his head, except in the ways that they can help him get revenge.
Yeah, because he has this goal that's a, like a thing, and anything else is just, it's either getting in the way or it's helping him.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that, like, at least Catra and Relina, and probably Hildy, would be like, okay, we need to slow you down.
Yeah.
Self-care, dude, self-care. And he's just not handling it. Whereas I think Wu Fei pre-Marin's death is much more open to the idea because he's a scholar.
Mm-hmm. And he takes more time to, like, you know, explore it.
Yeah. So, like, that's a big turning point. Relina, I think it would take a bit for her to be all like, okay, what the fuck is going on? But once she figures it out, she's like, A plus, all on board. And Hildy starts out as part of Oz, doesn't she?
Question mark? I don't know.
Like, I'm pretty sure she defects.
Okay.
Like, that's part of her story, is that she, like, defects or something.
Okay.
And I think that she would either not join in the first place, or if she has already joined, she would defect a lot sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And not defect to, like, an official side, but defect to, like, Gundam pilots.
Yeah.
So anyway, when do we want to set it? Because this, I think, may all... Anyway.
When
do we want to set it?
I think pre.
Okay.
Because that just gives us more room to work with. And also, Marin's not dead. So.
I mean, hey. Wu Fei is married now.
Like for once actively... in our not fix, Marin isn't dead.
No, dude.
Not the first time.
We keep her... We keep her alive whenever, like, actually possible. Yeah.
We either keep her alive or we make it worse.
I mean, well, why would you keep it the same?
Yeah.
I'm always of the opinion that, like, if you're gonna go, like, if you're gonna let the terrible thing happen, like, make it, like, three times worse than canon. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously. Turn up that emotional devastation dial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's pre, which means that when we get to okay, so they've all basically had a hand, I think, including Hiro, like he steps up or mm-hmm. something. They catch him at like a weak moment or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But everybody helps Wu Fei.
Yeah.
When Oz is attacking his colony.
Yeah.
And it's like that first moment where everybody is involved. And I assume that they've been having like weird interactions. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
With all the sort of pre-canon stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I like the idea that like nobody really thinks the others are real.
Yeah.
Like, not really.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pier scene happens. Yeah. Like, they all fall to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Relina's like, holy shit, Gundams are coming. And everybody's like, what are you talking about, you silly 16-year-old?
Yeah.
And then there's the pier scene where there's a bunch of, like, what the fuck, who are you? You were in my dreams. You, what? Mm. And then Hiro shoots Duo because... he's Hiro.
Also, it makes it a really interesting thing with, like, Relina meeting or seeing Hiro and being like, wait, I know you. Like,
yeah, she's not being obsessive obsessive.
Yeah, she's being obsessive because she's like, I've seen you in my head for, like, weeks now, and then you are a real person. And, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I had a concept for who their parent is.
Okay. Okay.
Which then lends to Hiro not getting, like, Hero getting captured and the whole escape thing. And, yeah. Sally.
Oh, Sally would be super interesting.
Yeah, and as well, because she obviously is the one who, when he's in custody, she, that whole thing.
I don't remember that whole thing.
Okay, so it's this whole thing where, like, they're trying to do these tests on Hero, and she, like, talks to him. And, like, Duo helps him escape.
Oh, I remember the escape, because he jumps off of a cliff and then, like, sets his own leg in a boat.
Yeah, exactly. Like an asshole. Because that everybody else gets hurt, too. Like,
oh, my gosh. That just makes it worse.
Exactly. And so Sally... Hero, and Sally's out here like, are you kidding me? Like, you fucking idiot.
I can just imagine him, all of the fucking shit he pulls.
Oh, yeah.
Where he does not care about his own safety. And, you know, being Hero, he would give zero shits about anyone else's safety. So they can't even do the thing where it's like, we actually care about your safety, but please think of us.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't care about their safety either. He just... he cares about his mission.
Yeah. And, like, I don't really think he's acknowledging the fact that, you know, these other people are really, like, a part of him now.
I think, here's the thing, I think he does when their skills are needed for his mission.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like...
like, he is going to use all of the tools in his toolbox, regardless of the validity of them, but, like, and I feel like, provided it does not impact on his own mission, he does help with other people's stuff.
Yeah. Like, I just, like Catra popping in with, like, tactical observations, like because he's just kind of vaguely, like, I think they'd all kind of keep an eye on Hero because he's, like, not attentive in any way to anything. Unless it's, like, valid, and because they're like, this guy is fucking, one, suicidal, two, he could be doing anything at any given time, and we have no idea when we're gonna, like, be screaming in pain.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And three, this guy's a fucking dumbass, and how is he still alive? So, I think they'd all kind of be quite attentive to it. And... Like, just imagining Hero, like, walking down a street and he's, like, doing, you know, mission things. And Duo just pops in walking beside him and is just, like, relax. Like, you know, relax. You're being spotted. Like, just calm the fuck down. And just, like, steps into his body and just, you know, does undercover shit.
Yeah. Yeah, him and Troa as well. Yeah. Like, both of them can just, like, fade into the background.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think it takes, like, a forcible takeover the first couple of times from each person.
Mm-hmm.
With definitely Relina doing something when he's talking to a politician at some point.
Yeah.
Like, everything going down that way for him to actually acknowledge that they have skills. Because otherwise he would be like, fuck off, I can do this. Yeah. And, like, Duo can lose a tail way faster than he can.
Yeah. Like, Troa just has knowledge of infiltration more than he does. Wufei knows more languages. he's just...
Wufei, I love that Wufei in this AU, just, like, he's the scholar.
Yes.
He's the one who, like, knows shit.
Yeah.
But, like, and, I mean, like, he's into martial arts, but he's not a Gundam pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't pilot. He just, like... hangs out in Marin's Gundam as she's piloting because he has nowhere else to go.
Yeah, like, he's going with her.
Though I think maybe at some point, like, one of the others is all like, oh my gosh, please stop just, like, hanging out in Marin's Gundam. This is not safe and it impedes her, like, doing her job, etc., etc. Like, please... come hang out with my group of people. They will keep you safe.
Absolutely, Catra.
Yes.
Oh, the other thing,
I think Duo would try.
Yeah.
I think Duo would try with
and
the Meganix.
Fail.
And yes, he would fail miserably. Mm. It would be hilarious. Yeah.
The other thing, too, is Catra and Troa meet super early on. And they gel, like, Yay. Super easy. And they're just, like, Yay. They just accept it. And it's like, oh, you've been in my head. And it makes that scene where they play music together all the more sweet.
Aww. Imagine everybody just, like, stopping and listening to their music together.
Oh, and that's it, too. Like, they can hear and experience and feel each other's, like, sensations. So different things, like... being completely on opposite sides of the world and feeling the heat of a desert while you're standing on a beach and, like, you have the sea spray. It's just, oh, it's so great.
Yeah. And I like Sally being their mom.
Yeah, because Sally as well is out here like, can you just fucking take care of yourself? Like, I swear to God.
It's like, I am trying to run a resistance movement here. Can you just, like, calm the fuck down for a moment?
Exactly.
And they're kind of, like, collectively, no, Mom. I do what I want.
Duo legitimately says that. Oh, God.
Yelp.
Yeah, but it lends really interesting things to, like, each one of them, like, helping each other and all sorts of things. And as well, Relina being targeted at any time that Relina is in danger, it just makes it even more amazing because Hero can literally just jump.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, like, we have to address the fact that this is going to change shit, like, hardcore in canon. Because even the fact that they know everything in canon that the other people can know, like, the way that they can share information, and the way that, since we have world built, like, this innate sort of trust, unless you have a reason to be distrustful, like, Hero.
Yeah.
But, like, in general, this innate sort of, like, this instinctual trust of your cluster mates, like, they would be willing, like, much more willing to share information with their cluster mates.
Mm-hmm.
And the, so, Relina, okay, I have a couple of thoughts about Relina. One is that at one point she, like, legit goes to kill somebody. I forget the context of it, but I know she, like, puts on a pretty dress, goes into this, like, gala with a gun, and goes to shoot someone.
Yeah.
And then can't do it. And I think it's after that that she decides that pacifism is her sort of, like, thing.
Yeah.
So... the giant question in my mind about Relina is, one, does she shoot the person that she meant to shoot, who I think had something to do with her dad's death?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And two, like, she does keep getting targeted, and in canon she just kind of gets out of it because of stuff.
Yeah.
But in our thing... she could easily have any of the guys actually take over her body and just, like, massacre her way out of places.
Yeah.
But, like, does she ever choose to do the pacifist thing? Mm-hmm. Because if she does, that's a big dividing point.
Yeah. Oh, it's Un that she tries to kill.
So does she kill Un, or is there another reason that she wouldn't?
I don't know. It all depends, again, on what kind of thing we want to go with, because 100% Duo would be out here like, yeah, fucking kill her. We're just, no, like...
well, and so would Hero.
She killed your dad. Like, no, do it. And I feel like Catra would try to be a voice of reason. But at the same time, he'd be understanding the position this person was in.
And also, like, I look at, like, say, Kala in Sense8, who I would assume was quite pacifist-oriented or, like, quite nonviolent beforehand because of, like, the look at the general religion that she was following, like, where they were, like... like, her God does not condone violence, blah, 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 all of that sort of stuff. So I would assume that she's generally nonviolent, and yet she's totally fine with being in Wolfgang's head while he's killing people.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, she's totally fine with people taking her body and killing people. Mm. So, you know, like...
Mm.
Like, it feels like there's a really...
big chance like when you actually succeed.
Yeah, like, with... like, to me, with... I'm not sure about Relina, because she seems extremely strong-willed on that subject. But Katra, like, to me, wouldn't... like, he might be a voice of reason in a, like, are you sure you really want to do this sort of way?
Yeah, but he wouldn't know.
But he wouldn't actually try to stop her and might actually help her if she's like, yes, I want to do this.
Oh, yeah. He absolutely would.
You know? And Hildi is also a soldier, so also is probably down with killing people. Mm-hmm. Like, so really the question is, do we want Un to die, like, really fast in this series?
Yeah.
And then... or we don't even have to have Un die. Like, we could have her, like, Relina. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Relina's been in people who have killed people's heads while they're killing people by this point. Like, hardcore.
Yeah.
She has been there. So, she, like, goes to Un. She's going to kill Un. And... like, Duo maybe steps up and is like, yo, I can do this for you. Like, I can shoot her, no problem. She won't be getting back up. And Relina goes like, no, I want to do this myself.
Yeah.
Like, this is important for me to do. And mm-hmm. so Duo just kind of steps back. Katra is like, are you sure? She's like, yes. And then she shoots Un, and Un doesn't die.
Yeah.
Like, because she's not a great shot.
No.
But she does shoot and wound Un, like, pretty severely, but not fatally. So like, eventually Un gets back involved in the plot and etc and stuff goes down. But I honestly can't see Relina becoming like pacifist princess in this AU. I can't see it.
Also, just a note, Duo, like, afterward being like, I mean, respect, but you missed.
Oh my gosh, I love her and Duo in this AU. Like, they would have bonded so hard at school. Like, so hard.
I know. And the other thing, too, is, like, once Duo realizes, and, like, it's actually a reality that these people are just not voices in his head, that these people are actually, like, real, he talks all the time. Like,
My gosh, you could never get him to shut up.
I know, because there's always somebody who's going to listen.
And it's like, Duo, what is even happening with your own body right now? Duo's like, oh, it's fine. I got it handled. There's just a couple of, like, mobile suits that I've got to slaughter. But it's fine.
Yeah.
How is your homework going, Relina? I really need to know.
I think, like, that Duo is the one who really masters visiting first. Because it's not just visiting, but keeping control of himself while he's visiting, which is a real talent.
Yes.
He's the one to really get that down pat first.
Just because he does it all the fucking time.
Yeah, yeah.
I do think Katra masters, like, something.
Yeah, I think he masters sending things. Like, you know, because you can send certain thoughts, emotions, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of gets that really easy. He'll just, like, he keeps the openness, the presence of everyone in the forefront of his mind. And when they need somebody, he's, like, immediately, like, down the road. He's right there. I think because he's just got that emotional awareness.
I think he would also sort of be the default sort of leader.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He's like,
of their
he's their cluster. He's their leader. Just purely because he would, one, I think he'd not even intentionally take that role, but he's the kind of personality that would just end up in that role.
Well, and as you said, like, he's going to be keeping everybody sort of forefront, like, he's going to be keeping tabs on everybody. Mm-hmm.
He takes the already? Kind of role that Will would in, like, Will does in the series, where he is the first yeah. one that shows up, and it's like, what is wrong? What do you need? Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And while Catra can't necessarily get you what you need, he will make sure that whoever can...
is there.
Is there for you.
Yeah. I love the idea of Hildy kind of getting to be, because obviously Hildy's skill is like in mechanics and she's a soldier and she's got her skill set as well. But like, these guys fucking upkeeping their Gundam, upkeeping their Gundams. And she's just like, you guys are a train wreck.
Oh my gosh. That would be amazing. Yeah. Like the entire time. Oh my gosh. The whole thing where Hero steals Duo's parts for Wing. Duo yeah. was like, you know, I can literally see you doing this, right? Like, you're not getting away with this.
Yeah.
And, or maybe, okay, so no, Hero is like,
Hildy is the one who tells him.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the thing. Hero is routinely blocking basically everybody out right now. Mm. The thing is that basically everybody does not include Relina because they have a bond.
Yeah.
Like, I truly believe that, like, she is someone that he can't block for some reason. Like, yeah. It just doesn't work.
It's like Will and Riley. Like, they don't, they just automatically don't block each other as a path of yeah. the force.
Yeah. They are also, like, I think that's the first thing, like, he just kept seeing her. Like, yeah. pre-everything, he just kept seeing her. Mm-hmm. And she kept seeing him, like, mm-hmm. way before either of them were in the heads of anyone else. They were, like, they mm-hmm. were a couple that,
mm.
like, and not a romantic couple. Like, they,
yeah,
they just, they were one of the pairings that saw each other and interacted. Mm-hmm. And so he just can't block her. And he hasn't bothered to block Hildy.
Yeah.
I think he's blocked Wufei because Wufei is close to another Gundam pilot. And also because Wufei has opinions with a capital O.
Oh, yeah, he does.
So, like, he's definitely blocked Wufei, but he hasn't bothered to block Hildy.
Yeah, because, like, realistically, what could she do? A whole lot, Hero. A whole lot.
And, yeah, so then he's taking parts from Death Scythe and using them on Wing. And Hildy is like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, like, what the actual fuck? Also, that part doesn't even fit. Please stop.
But also, like, Hero manages to make it work. And she's just like, how? 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 How?
And also, stop! I'm getting Duo. You yeah. know? Just, like, yeah. no, I'm oh getting Duo.
That this being is... the first time that Duo and her, like, talk.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
She just like, shows up. Like, talk one-on-one. She just shows up, and he's just like, what the fuck? And she's like, oh yeah, so he's, like, stealing he's stealing parts from you. And Duo's like, what? Hero, he's like stealing shit from you, and he's just like, oh fuck,
it's like that guy, no, Hero.
But also, like, Hero is not deer in the headlights, but like being caught doing it.
Yeah, he's like, what? No.
Yeah, he's just like, what's the problem? Like, I need this, I'm taking it.
Oh, so people who sort of click early are Tro and Catra,
absolutely,
obviously.
Yep. And then they find each other. They're the first ones to find each other, like, and click like that. It makes me really happy. Like, I need them to really be that, like more like that Will and Riley, where they just completely connect, like, instantly. It's like, yep, yeah, all right, cool.
And then Hero and Relina.
Yeah.
And then
I think Duo kind of had this, like, he didn't really connect with everybody because he didn't like seeing these other people. It wasn't really like a priority for him because he was like, these are more voices. Oh shit. But I think because they kind of were born around the time that Wufei, like, that shit happened with Wufei, I think Wufei's connection was really kind of with all of them in that moment. Because they were all there to help.
Okay, yeah.
I think...
Oh my gosh, if they were born in, like, as the thing was getting attacked.
Yeah.
Oh. So traumatic.
Yeah. I mean, why not? So that traumatic. As well would just cement Wufei being, like, interested in these people because they helped him when everything was falling to shit.
And then they go and fuck everything up a lot more swiftly than in Gundam Wing canon, and with a lot more lot less collateral damage. But at some point, Hiro still tries to self-destruct.
Oh, absolutely. And it's like...
Because that's just a thing.
And it's this whole last thing of everybody in the back of his head just fucking screaming.
And here's the thing. I think Relina takes over his body and is like, no.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
That just you don't get to do this.
It just reminds me of Wolfgang and Carla when he's like holding a gun to his head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, feelings. Okay. So, other skills and other things that they end up sharing, and like memories and moments they end up sharing.
So, I mean, obviously languages.
Yes. Which I think... I think the one who would probably be the most, like, what the fuck about it is probably Duo. Just because I don't think he's really got the language, like, ability naturally. He picks up slang, he picks
really?
Up words. Well, like, he picks up slang, he picks up words, but he hasn't really had the opportunity to pick up more than one language.
See, and I feel the complete opposite about Duo.
Really?
Because he's a street kid, which means that he would have been, he wouldn't have any formal learning.
Yeah.
But he would have been around way more languages than, say, Catra would have been.
Fair.
Catra would have learned several languages. Catra, not Wufei. Catra would have learned probably, like, his own native language if it wasn't English, and then he would have learned English as a trade language and then learned, you know, maybe one more, but it would have all been in a super formal setting.
Yeah, okay, I see it, yeah. Yeah, that
makes
sense.
But Duo just would have been around people who know languages. Hiro knows probably one fucking language. Like, he probably knows English and that's it.
Yeah. Well, he knows Japanese. He knows Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe English and Japanese.
Yeah.
Wufei, I would make a very strong argument, even though this is not at all supported by canon, that Wufei only knows Chinese.
You know what? I think that that's actually pretty fair, considering the, like, enclosed nature of Colony 5.
Yeah.
That I can see.
And it wouldn't even be like Chinese that is spoken in China. It would be a very specific L5 accent, like, yeah. L5 dialect of Chinese. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm saying Chinese, but, you know, it would be specifically, like, Mandarin or one of the other Chinese languages. It would not be Chinese in general.
Yeah.
And it would be a very specific L5 accent. Not just accent, a dialect of that. Troa would know a fuck ton of languages.
Troa knows so many.
Oh my God. Relina, there's an argument to be made that she would be sort of like upper crust type thing. So she would know English very well and probably a smattering of like French.
Yeah.
Like enough to get by, and it would be very proper, like very book learning, but generally, generally not much.
Yeah. I think Hildy knows her, like, whatever her native is, and then she probably knows spatterings of different ones.
Oh, yeah, she can swear like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, even Duo, who has grown up on the street, like, Hildy gets mad at something at one point, and she just starts going off, and Duo's like, respect.
Yeah, like, he's just in the back, just like, whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
He's just like, I gotta write some of these down. Like, goddamn.
Hildy's like, do not get a boner, Duo. Don't do it.
Oh, God. Okay. I think as well, it makes a really interesting argument for, like, Hero kind of in his kind of I'm trying to kind of redeem myself arc. Like, for the deaths of everybody kind of opening up to them a little bit more.
Yes.
Yeah, because he has this self-reflection moment. And then he's like, I don't know, like, how to go about this. And it's completely different from anything that he's ever had to do before. He's apologizing. And it's, like, not... He's not... He doesn't know where to start.
I am pretty sure... So he's apologizing to the people on the plane that he blew up, right?
Yes, yes.
And I'm pretty sure Relina's dad is on that plane.
Yeah, or was he? No, no, no.
No?
No.
Because I was pretty... Okay. No. I was going to make things extra tragic.
No. No. I'm pretty sure. Hold on. Let me quickly give a bit of a look up. Hold on. Okay, so Relina's dad was assassinated by Oz, like, early on. And what happens with the attack, it's, like, it's the colony hostage thing. The self-destruct happens. And, yeah, okay, the self-destruct happens. And, well, happens slash doesn't happen. Depending, I'm pretty sure it doesn't happen in what we're doing, but he's still injured some way because he has to kind of be taken by Troa to, like, recover and probably has a talk with him that is the thing that sparks his, I need to, like, atone for the deaths of these people.
Troa or Hero?
No, Troa is the one who talks to Hero about, like, atoning.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Because it's this whole thing that, like, because Hero was in a coma following the self-destruct, and, like, Troa was the one who took him around. And, like, was
right. Back to yes.
Health. And then following that, he, like, tracks down people. Because he was killing pacifists, so he's like, that's not okay. Question mark. So he tracks down these people, and then that's how he meets Noin, and the whole thing happens. So
it's not extra tragic.
No.
I was gonna say that, okay, so in because it's not extra tragic, Relina can help him with these apologies. Like, mm-hmm. This is the kind of thing that she does, mm-hmm. is help him talk to people. And connect with people. Mm-hmm. That's her big skill. Aww. Like, political type stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Aww. And then they all live happily ever after.
Mm-hmm. And the thing as well, there's this whole thing that, like, Relina gets this letter from, like Noventa's, one of the people who died, his wife, telling Hero, like, to be really careful, like, be more careful with his life. And she's like, see, like, your apologies are, like, what? Like, oh, what's something? Like, come on. Like, you need to, like, take better care of yourself. Like, this is literally what we've been saying. All of us have been saying. Take care of yourself. And, like, stop trying to fucking die, please. and, yeah, so it just all comes to a head. And he's just like, oh, okay. Like, if this is the way I can apologize, all right.
Catra in the back being all like, apologize by eating 3 square meals a day, please.
Honestly. And Dewar's out here just like, oh, fuck, jeez. I mean, that's a bit excessive. Like,
yeah.
Like, 3 meals? Dude.
Next you'll be asking us to sleep.
Oh, God.
Next you'll be asking us to sleep 8 hours a day. What do you want from us, Catra?
Like, even Wufei at that point is just like, that's a little excessive, Catra.
Catra, like, mainlining coffee in the middle of the war is like, I would never ask that of you.
Oh, and Hildy over here just like, you guys are just, what the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
Okay, so what happens after the war? So the war is over.
Okay, I have no idea. Because, I don't know if... Like, what would happen with Relina?
Okay, let's somehow assume that Canon is sticky and she ends up, like, queen of the world.
Okay.
For, like, a hot second.
Yeah, she ends up queen of the world in a hot second because Catra assists.
Yeah.
He's just like, no, yeah, he helps out and things happen.
And the preventers exist, yes. And all of that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Ignoring the movie.
Yeah. I think, as well, one of the big things for them following the war would be, like, let's, like, chill and figure this shit out that's happening to us. Like, probably looking to explore, like, there are probably other people like us.
Wufei's like, yes, I have been researching, finally. Thank you. Sit down to my PowerPoint presentation, please.
It's, like, 200 slides.
Well, it's a university lecture. Yeah. It's not even a PowerPoint. It is literally like a university course worth of material.
Yeah. Sit down and, you know, I have like annotated notes.
He has textbooks.
Like they're color-coded that are required. For each
of you. Required reading for every day. Marin just like pats him on the hand and is like, yep. Yep, and he's like, no, sit down. You have to know this. You're married to one of us.
Yes. My favorite thing is, like, the war ends, and Wufei is like, my time has come. He's like, I'm ready. He's so ready, man.
Oh, my gosh. Because here's the thing. One of the things that could have happened, like, because Marin is a pilot in this case.
Yeah.
Is that... that Wufei was basically just, like, shoved in a corner.
Yeah.
And, like, he was involved in all of the war stuff because, like, mental shit.
Yeah. Like, he was like, in it, like, helping Catra, like, you know, plan shit, you know? But...
Well, and helping the others with, like, martial arts skills or just general knowledge or swords work or whatever.
Yeah. Hildy probably tried to drag him into an engine at some point. He was just like... Ugh.
But like physically in his own body, he's basically been shoved in a corner and said, stay safe, you're our damsel, like we need you to stay safe.
I love that
because like Relina was our damsel and now what the fuck, Relina? Okay,
but as well it makes sense because like he was the one that they literally were birthed to, like, and the first thing they did was save him. Like, there's a certain level of protectiveness.
And they're all like, stay safe, Wufei.
Yeah.
We'll keep your wife safe. Don't worry. We won't let her die.
Aww.
And so, like, finally when the war is over, he's like, now I will have my revenge. Yeah. You will all have to sit in a classroom.
Yeah, he's just like, guess what? You told me you put baby in a corner. Now you're all going to sit down right here. And I'm going to tell you.
In baby's corner.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, you gave me nothing to do except research. Well, I fucking researched.
Oh, God, I love it.
And Duo's like, can't you just, like, think it all when we're in your head? And Wufei's like, no.
That's not how this works.
No, that is how this works, but I am unwilling.
Mm. That's not how this is going to work.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. And Hildy is like, out here,
is it possible?
Yeah. And Hildy's out here Wufei like, what did I do to deserve this? Like, what did I do?
Oh. The end.
The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic or have any thoughts or anything, you can leave feedback at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong or
Akademia.
Thank you so much for listening to this rambly mess.